A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
From radioinfo.com.au. It's Monday, the 4th of May. Hi, I'm Brad Smart with your morning briefing. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. Young Australians in particular are becoming very frustrated with isolation and perhaps a little reckless. Nearly 60% of Triple J listeners say they'd be likely to attend a live music event even before a COVID-19 vaccine is available. The results are pretty much the opposite of a survey in America that shows 60% of people are likely to avoid sports events, concerts, movies, and amusement parks. Some say they'll never attend them again. ABC medical expert Norman Swan says social distancing is impossible at a music festival. Swan says if you have one superseder in the crowd, you're stuffed. Today FM and Nova 969 have the highest crossover rate in the music they play. According to AirCheck Australia, almost a third of the music played by both stations last week was common. Of the two stations, Today played the wider range of music. The most commonly shared song was Weekend's Blinding Lights with 343 spins. Triple M compared with WSFM and WSFM against Smooth each had music crossovers in the low 20%. People are getting more inventive as the isolation restrictions drag on. The live music scene's been decimated for nearly 2 months, impacting enormously on artists. In response, young musician Jace Flaxman decided to produce an online concert series featuring local performers from his hometown in the New South Wales Southern Highlands. Flaxman has enlisted the help of Highlands FM, and the concerts are also streamed to a worldwide audience. The current COVID-19 shutdown has highlighted at least one thing. People seem to be attracted to the podcast format. As a result, ABC is launching new arts radio programs and documentaries to promote Australian music and drama over the air. The national broadcaster is also increasing the percentage of Australian music it plays to support local artists. ABC Arts Manager Richard Buckham says they're committed to keeping the arts alive in people's homes. Coronavirus won't be slowing down the rollout of DAB Plus in Europe. World DAB President Patrick Hannon says there'll be no delay to the European Electronic Communications Code, a directive regulating communications networks and services. Hannon delivered his update in the first of a series of virtual presentations. For all the details on these stories, check out the website at radioinfo.com.au.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.